Delivering Michigan common sense with a big dose of truth and honesty.
Welcome back to it. We've been talking quite a bit this morning about taxes and tax reform, of course. Grover Norquist was here in the last hour, Americans for Tax Reform, as was Wendy Block from the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, talking about this HIT tax. What an unfortunate little nickname it gathered along the way. It's the health insurance tax. It's basically a sales tax on insurance. And several folks got together and said, no, we don't want this, including Jack Bergman, Bill Heisinger, Paul Mitchell, John Molinar, Dave Trott, Tim Walberg, and our next guest, Congressman Mike Bishop. Congressman, welcome back to the program.
Good morning. Great to be here.
Glad to have you here. Obviously, this is an ill-advised, ill-thought-out tax. I don't understand how a sales tax, if you will, on your health care premium helps ordinary folks, helps people in the middle class, as Barack Obama tried to peddle the Obamacare package as good for people. How is that good for anyone?
There is nothing good about the current public policy in healthcare. It has caused so much consternation among our families and our small businesses in particular. It makes no sense to do what's been going on to try and continue to fund a system that is way out of whack and will ultimately come crashing down.
So how do we stop it? Here's the thing. I know that it was postponed. It was supposed to take effect January 1st, 2017. It's been pushed back to January 1 of 2018. But how do we push it back and get rid of it altogether permanently and never have to deal with it again?
Well, you can pass the legislation that we've been peddling to push this forward and get it done. There are a number of taxes within the Affordable Care Act that need to go away, and the personal and business side of the Affordable Care Act that need to go. And that was the whole point in our legislation that was to repeal and replace it. This is a particular issue that we're working on. We're trying to do whatever we can to put these issues up on a singular basis to try and bring some attention to them so that we can argue them with more clarity. But in the end, I think this is going to come down to some agreement, if we can get the Senate to come along, on how we replace the Affordable Care Act, which, again, is not helping American families, and it's really putting us all in a very bad situation.
It's pivotal, I would say, because there's other taxes. The medical device tax. If you're somebody who already needs a medical device of some nature, you're already compromised to some extent, I think it's fair to say. You already need this piece of equipment, whatever it turns out to be. And to add another tax onto that, I think that's just cruel.
Yes, and let's face it, they're looking for a way to pay for the Affordable Care Act, so they look for deep pockets, and that was an industry that they thought that they could trim off some fat and get some more money for the system, and it's completely unfair. It makes no sense, and that's another issue that we're trying to take up on an individual basis to bring more awareness to it. We've already passed a bill to repeal it. It just didn't get taken up by the Senate.
I have a crazy notion.
President.
I have a crazy notion. What about trimming fat from government? I mean, I know that's a crazy idea, but we talk about it every 2 or 4 years, and we get some trimming back here and there. And actually, over the last 8 or 10 months, it looks like we have trimmed back some things, haven't filled some jobs, haven't recreated some things, haven't created new regulations. So I feel like there's an edging in the right direction, but not yet a big step. But do you feel that it's possible?
$20 trillion in debt, it's not only possible, it's absolutely essential that we make it a priority. And that's why the House passed a budget that would have, had the Senate decided to take it up, would have balanced in 10 years. And I think associated with that would be a balanced budget amendment to ensure that we don't get into this jam again. But as part of this, though, Steve, we've got to get this economy back up and running again.
No question.
If we don't get a GDP up at 4 or 5%, in the coming years, we will never be able to pay down that debt. And so we've got to work at it from two angles. We've got to be reform-minded. We've got to be budget-cut-minded. But we also have to be thoughtful of how do we get this economy back up and running again.
And 4 to 5%, I mean, some people said that Donald Trump couldn't get it to 3%, and we know that happened in the second quarter. We haven't seen the adjusted numbers for the third quarter, but it's likely it was over 3%. And the only thing that would have slowed it down would have been Harvey and Irma, the hurricane problems that we faced, obviously. But as you look at tax reform now, there must be some optimism. I mean, I had Grover Norquist here last hour. He's very optimistic that this budget, this tax reform and budget are all going to make it through before Christmas. What is your level of optimism?
I believe absolutely this will happen. We're going to roll out the bill on November 1. The committee will take up the markup on November 6. So we will hopefully get this bill out of the House before Thanksgiving. And if that happens, I am very confident, very optimistic that we can get this done before Christmas.
So what do you think it's going to take? Because right now, the good news is it's 50-plus anybody. 50-plus the vice president, 50-plus any other Republican senator will get it to the Senate. The House, you guys have been consistently heading in the right direction. You've been slowed down, hindered, if you will, by the Senate. Do you feel optimistic your friends across town there, across the other side of the Capitol, can get it done?
I do, more and more so, in fact. And I think it's because we're seeing more details of what will be in the bill. Steve, when it comes down to it, the people in Congress all represent a good number of families. And when those families see how this benefits them, they are going to make a demand on their members of Congress to vote for this and do it as soon as possible, because the relief is going to be substantial.
Well, that's important right now, because as I look at this, the economy, as you mentioned, you like to get to 4 or 5%. The way you do that is through tax reform, because we're at 3. It would turbocharge the economy. I'll give you the last words, Congressman.
Yeah, I would just say that it's not just about tax cuts, it's about reforming the IRS and the way in which we file taxes. It's going to be fair. It's going to be simpler. The average family will be able to file on a postcard. So this is big news, and I think great for the country, and I'm excited to be a part of history.
Mike Bishop, always great to have you here. I almost called you a senator, but that might be a bit premature right now. Anyhow, I almost called you a senator. But Congressman Mike Bishop, everybody, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, sir.
All right, there you have it. Quick break. It's Free for All Friday here on the Steve Gruber Show.